Self-delusion. Self. The easiest person to lie to. You might think that the easiest person to lie to would be a child or a simpleton. Yes, children and simpletons are naive and gullible, but lying to them leaves you feeling guilty, at least for most people. Well, then it would probably be an enemy, you say. No, because then you would just be giving them a legitimate reason to defame you. Who then? The easiest person to lie to is yourself. How so? We all need to feel good about ourselves. It's called self-esteem. That need causes us to be defensive when we are challenged or criticized. Our first reaction is no, or you're wrong, even if they're right. Most of the time, we are the last person to realize when we have said something stupid. Why is that? Because our natural stance is, if I said it, it must be true and good. Admitting we are wrong is contrary to human nature. Our pride and need for self-esteem resists it. So we're very vulnerable to lying to ourselves. And if the lie is big enough, to fall into self-delusion. The Bible says that the carnal mind is enmity with God. Romans 8:7. Why is that? Because God is perfect. Pure, holy. He is truth, and there is no shadow of turning in Him. John 14:6 and James 1:17. The natural or carnal mind, whose prime objective is self-justification, is invariably in conflict with the truth of God. God forbid, yes, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you're judged. Romans 3:4. This is a strong statement, but it is acknowledging the fact men are by nature liars and that their first lie is to themselves that they're not. What we believe is not necessarily true. For this fact is rejected by most people because they do not see themselves objectively.